And in studio this morning, always glad to have him here, it's Brian Fratsky, Fratsky Commercial Real Estate. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Frank, and I'm always glad to be here, so thank you.
Well, lots going on in Central Oregon when it comes to commercial real estate. First of all, let's talk data centers.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm going to ask the listeners to bear with me. Those of you that know me, you know I'm a little wordy, I'm a little talkative, so here we go. I'm 59 years old, and I remember when I was in high school, I was told that coffee would give me a higher rate of cardiac arrest, and eggs were bad for me. And now they say, no, eggs, that's a healthy protein, and coffee in moderation without all the sugar and milk is good for you. You guys have any situations that you remember like that? And I continue to read stories like, this used to be good for you, now it's bad, and it's like, whoa, and then it goes back to good. Here's my point. You guys are sitting there going, what does it have to do with commercial real estate? All right, here we go. I graduated from South Salem High School in 1985. There were three news topics in 85. Number one, remember the Bhagwan and Ma Na Sheila out there at Rajneesh Prom? Okay. Number two, we had the spotted owl. And people were worried that the harvesting of old growth timber would impact the spotted owl's habitat. Okay. Number three, this is the big one. The logging industry was in the toilet. The demand, the jobs, the layoffs, it was disastrous. This was the number two employer in all of Oregon, right? So the state of Oregon legislature enacted a legislation that created an enterprise zone. And a lot of us are familiar with enterprise zones. We have one in Bend. We have one in Redmond. Here's what it did. Back in 85, Seattle, San Francisco, LA, and Silicon Valley were seducing these companies. Hey, come on in and we'll give you a bro deal or a sister deal. We'll abate your taxes, create some jobs. And I kind of like that. But Oregon said, we got to get with a program. So they enacted this program. And then you had little companies like Wacker Siltronic, Hewlett Packard, Intel. Phil Knight decided to build his world campus in Nike. TSMC, which is Taiwanese Semiconductor. Now, they went to Camas, but a whole lot of Oregonians lived and worked. They worked over there. And then in our community, we've had little companies like Facebook, Apple, CrowdStrike, which does the firewall for Facebook, who have come here. So I guess the data centers were good. In February of this year, our Oregon legislature submitted House Bill 4084, and it says all new data centers are ineligible for any property tax breaks and cannot participate in the enterprise program. Well, I guess they're bad now. And 17 states in total in the country are pushing or enacting legislation. We saw in our own community in Lapine, they wanted to do a data center and the community got a little fired up at it. So imagine you're a commercial broker and you get a firm, they go, hey, we need 10 acres and you spend years working on this. The reason I'm bringing this up is I wanted the people to say, so what do? You just put a pretty sign in the ground, you wait for the phone to ring, and you get a commission check. You know, the last time that happened to me was about in 2004. So it is a complicated community, not Bend, all of Central Oregon. And so if you're sitting there going, wow, well, how come we don't have this firm or that firm? They are probably here looking. All right. The good news is order fulfillment firms like Amazon, they can participate in this program.
Now, Amazon came and is open now, right?
They just opened up. And here's all I can tell the listeners. I buy a lot of stuff on Amazon because I have a boat and it's always being fixed. And I'm a frugal guy, so I buy this stuff on Amazon and try and fix it myself. When I ordered it's a trim relay for your motor. And there's two, one for up and one for down. It took 9 days to get here. And that was about 5 months ago. And I just ordered what's called a voltage regulator. It was at my house in 24 hours. Yeah. I'm like, oh, now this is cool. So my bias is, hey, I like this. By the way, Amazon has 170 new jobs in Redmond. They're hiring. And guess what? They decided not to participate in any of the enterprise programs. Like, we don't want you to worry about it. By the way, for those of you that don't know, in the business world, we pay taxes on our equipment. When you buy furniture at your home and your TV and your little you know, saw, rip saw. You don't pay additional. We pay taxes on our computers, our desk, our CNC machines, our TIG welders. And so imagine if you have $10 million in equipment, you get taxed on it. So it's nice to know, hey, we get a break. Not forever, but if we come here for the first 5 years. So you're like, well, why is that good news? Well, I think someone like an Amazon is a positive. Not everyone thinks that, but and think about, they pay taxes. So I just, there's a couple of things. I've got one more. So I mentioned on the show in April that I'm representing Rivian. And for those that don't know, it's a car company, and they make an electric car, an EV car.
Where the headlights look like USB ports.
Yeah, I think they're kind of cool, you know. And as soon as, once they can make a truck that can tow 11,000 pounds with a 400-pound tongue weight, you'd be watching Fratsky drive one. But until then, I got a Ford. So we went with down to the city, said, hey, we'd love to make – we need a service center because there's a ton of Rivians here.
There are.
And they service them with a mobile service guy out of Portland. And we'd like a dealership. But if you know anything about Rivian, you don't – you buy it online. So it isn't like you're going to have 200 cars. You might have five cars. City Ben said, yeah, you can't go downtown. Well, wait a second. We want to go to this auto, this space that was formerly occupied by an auto dealership for 57 years. There's trucks on it right now. Yeah, that's not allowed. Oh, okay. Well, wait a second. Didn't city council and staff just enact the energization program where we're supposed to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels in the city of Bend by 40% by 2030? Yeah. But we got to put our Rivian dealership 5 miles away from downtown, creating more trips. Yeah. So, guys, that's the rules. And we got to follow the rules. But when someone says, why does it take so long for Costco to come here? Why don't we have another Trader Joe's? Or how come we don't have this and that? It's like, you got to think about how long it takes from the process standpoint to do the deal. So, yeah. Complicated world, and instead of getting in all the absorption and, you know, that, I just want to let the listeners know that there's a lot going on, but it takes so much more time now. So
okay, well, I appreciate the peek behind the curtain.
Just a little peek behind the curtain. Okay, so you love the positives, right? We have plenty of them. There's a company called Cochran Inc. out of Seattle. They specialize in the installation of low-voltage cabling and equipment.
Okay.
Think networking, you know, Cat 5, Cat 6, all the Wi-Fi, all the security systems, the monitoring system. And they really focus on the biotech industry. Wow. Good thing we don't have that here. I mean, of course we do. They're booming. They moved here 3 years ago, and they took 1,100 feet. We just leased them 7,000 feet in Redmond. So they went from 1,100 feet in Bend to 7,655 feet in Redmond. They're a little company. You're going to laugh. They only did $400 million last year in sales. You're like, Fratsky, what are you – you're little. I'm like, okay, well, here we go. The next deal that we inked, the company did $2.1 billion with a B, billion last year. The next company that we inked did $5.6 billion last year. And we're currently in negotiations with two different firms, a company that happens to be in, let's just say, the uniform industry. They only did $12.8 billion last year. And then another company that makes controllers like thermostat, temperature controls, and all sorts of industry. They did $27.5 billion last year. And I've joked about it before, you guys. I remember doing a one-year lease at 615 Glenwood in 2008, when the market was in the for cams only for 1 year. And you know what the commission on cams is? Zero. So you can, and I see people are just negative and beating up on all of Central Oregon. I'm like, oh, there's some really good things going on. So while we have all this complexity and rule changing, there are still, I mean, we've got dozens of excellent commercial brokers that are out there just beating their head to get through the process, follow the rules. And for us, I think it comes down to this. I don't know how to make our community less expensive, but I can bring companies here that will pay people higher salaries so they can afford the $800,000 median home price in Bend and the $500,000 median home price in Redmond. And I guess that's the best I can do. So wrapping up, high demand from large national and global firms in all of Central Oregon. We have a number of clinical medical projects that are going on, and that's good because if anyone's tried to get a physician in this area, it takes a long time. And, yeah, I got no complaints on that. So,
all right. Brian Fratsky, Fratsky Commercial Real Estate. How do we get a hold of you?
If you just go into your browser and try to type in my last name, try and type in Frat and Ski, you can butcher it, and it will come up, and then you'll find us, and any of our team would be happy to help you out. And thanks for letting me share today.
Great to have you in.
Yeah, thank you.
Brian Fratsky, Fratsky Commercial Real Estate, here at FM News 100.1 and 1110 KBND.